Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue in our series of studies on the seven mysteries as found in the Word of God. Today's study is, we ask the question, what is Mystery Babylon? What is Mystery Babylon? And Mystery Babylon is found in the book of Revelation in chapter 17 and verse number 5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the Mother of Harlots, and Abominations of the Earth. And we see in verse 18 that great city, Babylon, it says, that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth, Revelation 17:18. Mystery Babylon is the sixth in a series of seven studies that we are doing on the mysteries of the Bible. This city will be the headquarters of the Antichrist during the tribulation. It's a mystery because ever since the ascension of Christ into heaven, this city has been active in opposing the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in the earth. It is also a mystery because literal Babylon was destroyed, and yet this city has been actively involved in international affairs. One of the greatest ways to unravel this mystery is to check the cross references on Babylon in the Bible to see what the kings of the city have been up to throughout history. Then we will look at the religious practices of Babylon. Then we should look for another city with similar characteristics to those found in Revelation chapters 17 and 18 that has ties to Babylon. By this means, we can locate Mystery Babylon. However, do not rule out the possibility that God will use literal Babylon during the tribulation. As you may be aware, Babylon is being rebuilt. Amen. It is in the country of Iraq. And we know that Iraq has been in the news lately because of the ongoing war there. Amen. Here are some of the things that we can find about Babylon from the study of the Bible. Its original founder was Nimrod. To find out about Nimrod, he was the 13th from Adam. In Genesis chapter 10, we have Nimrod mentioned in Genesis chapter 10, if you'll turn there with me. And in Genesis chapter 10, beginning in verse number 8, we read, and Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord, in the beginning of his kingdom was Babel and Erech and Akkad and Calneh in the land of Shinar. And you might recall that we're seeing that Nimrod is the 13th from Adam, and you might recall that the number 13 is the number of rebellion. In fact, Revelation 13 is a chapter that contains the mark of the beast and shows us the satanic trinity of the devil or the dragon in Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. The Antichrist, the beast out of the sea that's mentioned in chapter 13 of Revelation, verses 1 through 10, and the false prophet, the beast out of the earth, who's mentioned in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 15. And we see that Nimrod's kingdom was a Babel, as we just read in Genesis chapter 10, verse 10. And also we see the Babel is mentioned in Genesis chapter 11, 1 through 9. And of course that's where they were making a tower. The people were making a tower up to heaven, amen. And God came down and confused the language, amen, because at one point the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. But look out when men get together, amen. They try to make themselves as God when they unite, amen. Now, Babel was in the land of Shinar, which is in fact modern-day Iraq. Now, the next king of Babylon that we see is Berodach-Baladan, found in 2 Kings chapter 20 in verse number 12. And he's the king that sent men and a present to Hezekiah after Hezekiah recovered from his sickness. Isaiah told Hezekiah that because he let these men see the kingdom, that they would return to destroy Jerusalem and take the men of Judah captive. The king of Babylon that actually destroyed Jerusalem was Nebuchadnezzar. And we see this in 2 Kings, chapter 24, and verse number 1, 2 Kings 24, in verse number 1, we see in his days Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. But we see it was Jerusalem that was actually destroyed, amen, by Nebuchadnezzar, who was king of Babylon at the time. Now, a study of Nebuchadnezzar from 2 Kings, the book of 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles, Jeremiah, and Daniel, reveals that Nebuchadnezzar is a perfect type of the Antichrist. According to Alexander Hyslop in his book, The Two Babylons, we find historical evidence in Babylon for the following religious practices: the worship of the mother and child, the celebration of December the 25th, the celebration of a spring fertility day, baptismal regeneration, justification by works, purgatory, idol worship, and prayer beads, candles, the sign of the cross, priests, monks, and nuns. These religious practices are associated with the Roman Catholic Church today, where we find the worship of Mary and the infant Jesus, the celebration of Christmas and Easter, baptismal regeneration, meaning someone is saved by baptism, and justification by works. We also find purgatory and idol worship, and of course the rosary, candles, the sign of the cross, priests, monks, and nuns. Hyslop's premise is that the Roman Catholic Church has its roots in Babylon. Therefore, he concludes that Rome is Mystery Babylon. And indeed, we find the work of the devil connected with Rome. Jesus Christ was crucified under the Roman governor, Pilate. We see that the Roman soldiers scourged him. The Roman soldiers took his garments. The Roman soldier pierced his side with a spear. We see the Roman king, Herod, beheaded James in Acts chapter 12. We see the same Roman king, Herod, imprisoned Peter in Acts chapter 12. The Roman king, Nero, killed Peter. And then we see the apostle John was exiled to the Isle of Patmos by Rome. And throughout history, the Roman Catholic Church was responsible for the martyrdom of at least 5 million Christians in such things as the Inquisition. Now, by examining the characteristics of Mystery Babylon in Revelation chapters 17 and 18, we find many similarities to the Roman Catholic Church. For example, her vestments, purple, scarlet, gold, precious stones, and pearls. Look with me first in Revelation chapter 17. In Revelation chapter 17, and once you get to Revelation 17, look at verse number 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple, in scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And of course, this is referring to Mystery Babylon, the great mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Look at with me also, if you would, in Revelation chapter 18 and verse 16, we read and sing, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple, scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls." Also, we see her golden cup or the chalice. Again, we see that in Revelation chapter 17 in verse number 4. We see having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And then again, we see in Revelation chapter 18, in verse number 6, we see that cup, that chalice mentioned again. Revelation 18, 6, we read, "And reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double." Also, we see her martyrdom of Christians. Look in Revelation chapter 17 with me. Revelation chapter 17 and verse number 6. "And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration." Also notice in Revelation chapter 18 with me, in verse number 24, Revelation 18, 24. "And in her was the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." Again, we're looking at the characteristics of Mystery Babylon in Revelation chapters 17 and 18. And we're finding many similarities to the Roman Catholic Church. Also, we see her seven mountains. Seven mountains, Revelation 17, verse number 9. "And here is the mind which hath wisdom. the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And we know that the city of Rome sits upon seven hills. Amen. Now, we also want to see here, continuing the similarities between Mystery Babylon and the Roman Catholic Church, we also see the Roman Catholic Church, her worldwide religious influence. Again, Revelation 17 in verse number 15. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. We also see a similarity between the Roman Catholic Church and Mystery Babylon and her worldwide political influence. Look at Revelation chapter 17 and verse number 18. Revelation 17, 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth, here's the political power, over the kings of the earth. Again, we see similarities between Mystery Babylon as described in Revelation chapter 17 and 18 in the Roman Catholic Church in her wealth. Look, for example, in Revelation chapter 18 with me, in verse number 3, first of all, we read, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Let's drop down to verses 12 and 13 of Revelation chapter 18. Verses 12 and 13 of Revelation 18. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. We see then again Mystery Babylon is great wealth in Mystery Babylon, that city, the mother of harlots, and we see there's a great similarity with the Roman Catholic Church, amen, very wealthy, amen, has many assets, owns much land, much gold, a great political influence, religious influence, and of course, as Mystery Babylon had control over the souls of men, so doesn't the Roman Catholic Church. Notice again also in verses 17, 18, and 19 as we see the similarities between Mystery Babylon and the Roman Catholic Church in regard to her wealth. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, a great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she made desolate. Amen. And then again, as again, we're looking at some similarities between Mystery Babylon, as described in Revelation chapters 17 and 18 in the Roman Catholic Church. Also, we see they both have veneration of the Queen of the Heaven. Amen. And of course, the Catholic Church worships the Virgin Mary. Amen. But let's look at Revelation chapter 18 and verse number 7. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Also, we need to turn to the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 44. Jeremiah 44 with me, as we see the similarities between Mystery Babylon and the Roman Catholic Church are her veneration of the Queen of the Heaven. In Revelation chapter 44, beginning in verse 17, we want to look at Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 17 through 19, for here is a reference of the Queen of the Heaven. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, our princes, in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and we were well, and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of the Heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men? And let me tell you, I speak from experience. I was born into the Roman Catholic Church. I was baptized, sprinkled as an infant. Received the so-called sacrament of Holy Communion, confirmation, and so forth and so on. And let me tell you, I remember growing up as a child and even as an adult, the emphasis made on the Queen of the Heaven, amen, the worship of the Virgin Mary. And also we were taught Jesus was angry at us, and we needed to go to Mary to mediate between ourselves and Jesus. So we see here the similarity between the veneration of the Queen of the Heaven, between the similarity between Mystery Babylon, as we're studying Mystery Babylon in the Roman Catholic Church. And we also see a similarity between the two in her might. Look at it in Revelation chapter 18. As I just mentioned, being brought up a child in the Roman Catholic Church, we were taught that the Virgin Mary had of a lot of authority and power. Amen. Look at it in Revelation chapter 18, in verse number 10. Revelation chapter 18 and verse number 10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. So she's called a mighty city, a great city, amen. And we see these similarities of might and power and authority in the veneration of the Queen of the Heaven, Mystery Babylon, and then we have the same thing with the worship of Mary in the Roman Catholic Church. Some similarities, amen. So we see that part of the mystery has been unraveled. I think, beyond a shadow of a doubt, there is definitely a connection between Rome and Babylon here. And the part of that mystery that has not been unraveled is whether or not God will use literal Babylon in the next few years to accomplish some of the work of the Antichrist. Right now, as we're American troops are in Iraq, maybe that's been stayed or put off for a little while. Amen. But who knows, amen, what the future holds. But clearly, we see, again, Mystery Babylon here revealed in the book of Revelation, and just so much similarity between her, Mystery Babylon, and the Roman Catholic Church, amen. You have to be a fool to miss it, amen. In some ways, you don't. Some folks don't want to see it, amen. Especially those that support the Roman Catholic Church. And you know, I praise God for the day that I was saved, and I was taken literally out of darkness. And that's what that Roman Catholic religion is darkness. Amen. Really, as I look back at it, you know, after all, you're born into it. Your parents, my parents were Roman Catholics, their parents were Roman Catholics, and so far and so on. And you know that your parents have to, wouldn't lie to you, amen, as a young child, so you just go along with it. But I praise God for the day that a Baptist pastor witnessed to me and told me what I needed to do to be right with God, what I needed to do to be saved. And I'll never forget that night, that evening, that I called upon the name of the Lord and asked him to forgive me for my sins, turning from my sins and receiving Jesus Christ as my personal Savior by faith into my heart. Oh, boy, was the glorious gospel light just shined in, and I thank God for that. I thank God that I've had the opportunity to witness to other family members and friends that are Roman Catholics to give them the truth, amen. And I just pray that you would pray for those in my family and friends that are Roman Catholics that don't know the truth, amen. A preacher we're great to call the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and the Seventh-day Adventists and the Christian Scientists and so and the Moonies and so forth and so on as cults. But the Roman Catholic Church, my friend, is a cult also. Amen. And let's not forget it. Amen. Then again, here we conclude our study on the sixth mystery, which is Mystery Babylon. And next time we'll pick up mystery number seven and conclude our series of studies on the seven mysteries of the Bible.